And welcome back. Halftime, Nebraska's game with Tennessee Chattanooga. And as always, we are joined by NU President J.B. Milliken. And great to see you. And here we are sitting on September the 3rd at halftime with Nebraska now officially a member of the Big Ten Conference. How does that feel?
Well, we are getting quite an introduction to the Big Ten. We knew that it was going to be tough. We looked at the schedule and thought about that for a long time. But now that it's here and we look at going to Wisconsin and going to Michigan and going to Penn State and having Ohio State here, it's going to be a challenge. But, boy, is it exciting. And everybody I talk to in the state is excited about the Big Ten move and excited about this schedule.
Well, let's talk about some Nebraska issues here. You had an op-ed piece about a week ago about the growth and opportunity at the university, and looks like you've got some pretty aggressive goals out there.
Well, I do, and I wanted to get this out at the beginning of the school year just to give people a sense of what we're thinking. And one of the things I mentioned was that I think we have an opportunity in Nebraska right now. You know, higher ed's taken a beating in a lot of places around the country as state budgets have suffered and economies have suffered. But in Nebraska, we've been relatively healthy, and we've had good management at the state level. And the university, I think, is in a rare position today to make some significant advances. And one of those is growth. I think that we can grow significantly in both the Lincoln campus and at UNO. And Chancellor Perlman talked about some aggressive goals for growth at UNL in his State of the University talk the other day. I heartily endorse that. I think it's great. We want to win the competition for talent in Nebraska. And one of the ways we have to do that is by bringing smart people into the state.
You know, there are those out there that question, with the rising cost of education, is college still worth it? What would you say to those folks?
You know, I would say that certainly in Nebraska, which I know a good deal about, I'd say resoundingly, yes, it is worth it. I mean, we know that in this country we face a gap between the demand for knowledge workers and those that we will produce if we continue to produce them at current trends. And some people say, well, yeah, but Nebraska is different. Well, in this case, it isn't different. In fact, in a recent study from Georgetown, Nebraska was near the top of 50 states in terms of the number of workers that would be needed with college degrees by the year 2018. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we need to, as the governor has said many times, we need to get more of our students to go on to college, and we need to graduate more of them.
Let's talk about the university. Talk about some other opportunities that you see for down the road for the university.
Well, in addition to growth, I think we need to become more of a global university. We've talked about this a lot, and you know, people may wonder why that's an important agenda item. Well, you know, the world is a smaller place. The economies are becoming increasingly global. Public health issues. You know, it takes a day for a disease to get around the world today. There are many reasons why we need to understand the world better than the last generation, better than my generation did. I want our students to graduate with that knowledge. You know, another reason is competitiveness. I hear my children's friends in high school and even middle school talking about going to college at a place where they can have an international experience. I think that we need to be able to offer that in Nebraska, or we're going to lose those students to other universities. It changes their life. It's an important part of the education experience now, and we need to be a global university.
Well, with so much going on, talk about your decision. How do you map it out? How do you decide where to focus some of your resources?
Well, it's a good question, because no university can do everything. I don't care how accomplished and how well-funded you are. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to be among the leaders, you have to pick priorities. And so we've, over the past few years, been very careful about identifying areas that are important to the state of Nebraska, that build on the strength of our faculty, and that are areas where we can be among the best. You look at the Water Institute that we launched, our new Early Childhood Institute. There are other areas in cancer research and treatment, in agriculture and life sciences, in the combination of information technology and business. We have great strengths. These are areas that are critically important in Nebraska, and we think with the right investment and the right focus, we can be among the best anywhere. And at the end of the day, that's going to make the University of Nebraska a truly great university.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about this as the season goes on. Again, great to see you, and let's go out and have some more fun here in the second half.
Go Big Red.
J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, our guest here at halftime. Jeff Colhane back with a look at the scoreboard coming up next here on the Husker Sports Network.